啊。到底罗马书整卷的圣经在讲什么
？What does the whole of Book of Romans say？
我们可以用一节的圣经节啊，把它表现出来。
We can manifest the entire teaching in one verse.
啊，就是罗马书的十六第一章的十六节。
It is on chapter 1, verse 16.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans 1, verse 16.
我不引福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。十七节。
17.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。所以整本罗马书啊，就是在讲福音。
The whole of Romans talks about the gospel.
这个福音是神的大能，要救相信的人。
This is the gospel of the greatness and righteousness of God.
不论是犹太人是希腊人。
Regardless of whether it is Romans or Greeks.
要通过这个福音得到救恩。
That you can only gain salvation from the gospel.
那这个义神的义是从信以至于信。
God's
十七节
For the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
那这个保罗被圣灵感动他就拿这个哈巴谷书的一句话就成为罗马书的主题。
When Paul was moved, he took the teaching of Habakkuk to be this very gist of this chapter.
就是义人必因信得生。
That from the righteousness of God is from the faith is revealed from faith to faith that is written.
因为保罗写圣经那个时代没有新约，只有旧约。
When Paul wrote Romans, there was no New Testament. There was only the Old Testament.
那保罗一定是旧约圣经很熟。
Paul must be very well versed in the Old Testament.
这个哈巴谷是旧约圣经里面的一个最短的一个圣经。
In fact, Habakkuk is really one of the smallest chapters in the Bible.
那义人必因信得生也里面的一句话而已。
This is only one very small sentence in the Bible.
那保罗被圣灵感动，他就拿一句话出来做主题，就写了整本的罗马书。
And really, when he was moved by God, he used this very verse to write the whole chapter, this whole chapter of Romans.
所以我们在读罗马书，你可以发现了这个整本圣经是神启示他的。
You can see that this whole book of Romans was manifested by God.
他把它写出来。
That then he wrote everything down.
那在罗马书如果我们从第一章你一口气读到十六章，会有一个感觉。
When you read from chapter one to the end, you have one feeling.
就是保罗如果现在要当律师他是美国一流的律师。
That if Paul is a lawyer today, he would be a first class lawyer.
他从第一章到最后一章的逻辑非常的严谨。
He used a very tight logic to write the whole chapters.
在解释这个因信得生这个道理，一直到最后一口气为止。
That he wrote from the beginning to the end, using the just shall live by faith.
那这个也让我们看到一件很重要的事情，就是读书叫受教育很重要。
This also tells us that education is very important.
当然像彼得渔夫也可以做圣工
That you can see even Peter the fisherman can do holy work.
但是如果要像写罗马书那神就要拣选保罗。
But to write the book of Romans, God had to choose Paul.
因为他所受的教育变成为一个神所用的工具。
For the scholarship he had received became the tool of God.
所以说我们跟比较年轻的人在谈他觉得说我将来要做圣工，所以书随便读就好了，反正做圣工跟读书有什么关系？不是这个样子。
So that when you speak to the youth today who say that they want to work for God in future, that they don't really have to do much schoolwork, but in fact that's not true. It's very important.
即使将来你要做圣工能够读多少尽量读，这是一个工具。
If you wish to do holy work in future, you still have to pay attention to your bookwork today.
你有更好的工具可以服侍神。
Then you have much better tools to serve God.
那义人必因信得生这个义人不是指着 啊，他本身的好的行为。
When he says the just shall live by faith, the just does not really mean that it is from your own good behavior.
啊，这个义人是指着十七节第一句话，神的义在福音上显明，是指着神的义。
First it says in verse 17, God's righteousness.
啊，所以这个义人是指着因为信耶稣被称义的人。
Only by believing in Jesus do you get righteousness.
啊，然后就会因为这样子来得到生命。
And only through this you get life.
啊，得到救恩。
You get salvation.
啊，那在整本罗马书里面，首先提到哦，救恩的中心人物。
In the Romans, it tells you about gist of salvation.
这个我们整个救恩有一个中心的人物哈。
The core of
有一个人啊，整个救恩有一个中心的一个人。
That in salvation there is one person.
好，那个就是主耶稣。
And that person is Lord Jesus.
我们看第三节哈。
Let's look at verse 3.
论到他儿子我们主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，第四节、
oh.
按圣善的灵说，因为从死里复活，以他的大能显明是神的儿子。而这句话告诉我们啊，主耶稣的双重身份。
This verse tells us the origins of Jesus、
啊、按肉体说他是大卫后裔生的，所以他是道道地地历史上的一个人。
So from the flesh, he is the seed of David.
所以他不是虚构的一个人物，想出来的发明的一个人物。
He is not an imaginary person.
他是真的存在的。
He is true life and flesh.
在人类历史真的有一个人叫耶稣。
Historically, there was such a person called Jesus.
所以他有家谱。
So he does have that status.
但是从灵来说，第四节。
Spiritually, from verse 4,
他是神的儿子。
He was the son of God.
啊，其实他本身就是神。
He himself is God.
所以他成为人呐、啊，就称作啊神的儿子。
He by becoming man became the son of God.
啊，所以主耶稣啊，一方面他是人，那一方面他也是神。
So Jesus is in one phase is man, and in the other phase he is God.
这个是整个我们救恩的一个中心，就是耶稣。
This is the he is the core of the entire salvation.
因此，世界上有很多的宗教。
In the world, there are many religions.
但是，你把那个宗教的中心的那一个人物跟主耶稣来比。
But whenever you delve into the core of every other religion and compare that person to Jesus,
那我们就发现耶稣是神，但是其他所有宗教那个中心的人物都是人。
Then you would find that in our religion, Jesus is God, but in the other people are just people.
这个就是不同的地方。
So this is the great difference between these religions.
所以基督教超越一切的宗教。
So therefore, Christianity is superlative to the other religions.
我们常常听佛教徒在讲，哎，我们可以接受你们，但是为什么你们不能接受我？
So a Buddhist would say to us, we can accept you, but why can't you accept me?
因为这个佛教本身啊，它是一套思想，一套哲学理论。
But you see, Buddhism is a form of thought, a form of philosophy.
所以基督教有一些他觉得他可以接受，他的思想理论他可以接受。
So in fact, some Christians will understand the logic and understand and meaning and teachings of Buddhism.
但是为什么基督教不能接受佛教？
But how come Christians cannot accept Buddhism?
因为佛教里面没有在拜圣经里面这个神。
Because in Buddhism, there is no worship of the one God.
他没有在敬拜主耶稣。
They don't worship Lord Jesus.
所以这不能够相通的。
So there is no concurrence.
所以这个地方在讲啊，我们救主的超越性。
So it shows the superiority of Jesus.
他是神，他也是人。
That he is God and he is also man.
那在从第一章开始哈，一直到第一章十八节，一直到第三章的二十节，就主要在解释人需要救恩。
That from 118 to 320, it tells you of how man needs salvation, needs saving.
所以人不相信耶稣，主要是因为我们不认识。
If you don't believe in God, it's because you don't understand.
啊, 如果一个人认识了, 他一定会信。
That if you recognize and understand, you will definitely believe.
啊, 我们看到很多人来到美国, 他真的信主了。
Some people we see have come to America have really believed in God.
他过去不信是因为没有机会接触。
In the past, they never believed because they never had an opportunity to understand and recognize
him. 他现在接触了, 他明白了, 他就信。
But now he has received and understood, he believed.
那很多不信基督教的人, 你问他说, 你读过圣经没有? 没有。
When you ask non-believers, have you read the Bible? They will say no.
很多反对耶稣的人, 你问他说, 你读过圣经吗? 没有。
A lot of people who oppose Jesus would say, when you ask them whether they have read the Bible, they say no.
但是读过圣经, 很多人都信了。
For those who have read the Bible, many believe.
然后听过一个故事,
I remember a story.
就是, 这个基督教要传到泰国,
when Christianity was about to be ministered to Thailand.
那泰国就是很多人信佛教了。
In Thailand, there are many Buddhists.
它里面那个高僧啊, 和尚, 里面很多学问很好。
There are many very knowledgeable monks.
那后来那个宣教士就到泰国去, 就找一个高僧啊, 说, 你帮我翻圣经。 So
the missionary who went there asked a very knowledgeable monk to interpret the Bible.
因为他们学问很好,
because they were very knowledgeable people.
啊, 那个高僧哦, 这说可以, 但是有一个条件, 你不可以叫我信耶稣。
The very knowledgeable monk said, there's only one thing I ask from you. I can do this, but you cannot ask me to believe in Jesus.
啊, 那个宣教士说可以, 你就帮我翻就好了。
The missionary said, that's okay, you just help me interpret.
但是他新约圣经还没有翻完, 他就信耶稣了。
But before the monk had finished interpreting the New Testament, he'd already become a believer.
因为你要翻译圣经, 你要一句一句一直去推敲他的意思。
For to interpret the Bible, you have to do it verse by verse to get the full meaning.
然后你在想泰文是什么字来跟这个字相同。
And you have to think of the Thai equivalent to every single English word.
所以他这样一句一句一直过去,新约还没有翻完,他就先信耶稣了。
So in fact, before even finishing interpreting, he had already been converted.
因此我们常常对一些不信的人,我们就建议说, 你不信相信没有关系, 但你心打开来,你来查考看看, 这个对你也没有什么损害。
So sometimes we say to truth seekers, it doesn't really matter if you don't have to believe immediately. Why don't you just have a look at some of the verses in the Bible?
很多这个心啊, 一打开来, 你就去查考, 到最后就信了。
And if you actually open your hearts and just look at it and allow yourself a chance, you will become a believer.
所以这个第一章的18节到第3章20节 就在提到为什么人需要救恩。
So from chapter 118 to chapter 320, it says why people need saving.
那在这段圣经里面主要是在讲罪。
In this part of the Bible, of this chapter, the most important teaching is sin.
人需要救恩一个最重要的原因是因为人有罪。
Man requires saving because he himself has sin.
马太福音第一章里面说,主耶稣来世界一个目的就是要把人从罪恶里面救出来。
In Matthew chapter 1, it says that Jesus is here because he wants to save us from sin.
所以今天我们如果觉得我们没有罪, 今天不需要坐在这里, 我们可以回家休息啊。
If any of us feel that they have no sin today, they can leave now and go home and rest.
为什么我们需要来敬拜神?
Why is it we have to come here and worship God?
我们需要主耶稣。
We need Jesus.
因为我们有罪。
Because we have sin.
所以我们需要耶稣。
That is why we need Jesus.
这个就是这一段圣经的
That is the really most important part of this teaching.
人需要拯救, 因为人有罪。
That man needs salvation because he has sin.
那还没有提到罪之前啊, 他先提到神的存在。
Before talking about sin, he talked about the longevity, permanence of God.
因为没有神就没有罪了。
Because if there is no God, there is no sin.
因为没有神就没有一个绝对的标准。
Because if there is no God, there is no marker to compare.
如果没有一个绝对的标准, 就没有对错可言。
So if there is no rightness, there is no wrong.
那人就不需要什么救恩了。
So therefore, you don't need salvation.
所以罪的来源是因为宇宙中有一个真神。
The only reason there's the origin of sin is because there's presence of God.
那人的心思意念、言语、动作、行为跟神 所要求的不一样。
All your things, thoughts, and actions are compared when compared to God is different. Are different.
这个就是罪的来源。
That is the origin of sin.
那我们再看为什么现在的人对罪越来越模糊。
Why is it that the understanding of sin has become blurred?
因为现在人这个神在我们生活中的这个地位越来越低。
Because the standing of God in man has become lower.
那神如果在我们心中地位越来越低，那一切都是相对的，没有一个是绝对的。
Then if in man the standing of God becomes almost disappears, then really there is no wrong at all. There is no difference between right and wrong.
就看你喜欢什么，你就做什么。
Then you can do what you like.
那大部分人觉得对，那个就是对啊。
Then whatever the majority thinks is right is right.
所以六零年代以前，在美国堕胎是不合法的。
In the 60s, the deterioration of morals,
堕胎 abortion,
abortion
是不对的
，was completely wrong.
六零年代以后堕胎是对的。
And later on, after 1960s, it is correct.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us?
对错会改变的。
So the understanding of rightness and wrong is, it can change.
人的喜好改变，对错就改变了。
So when people's ideas change, then rightness and wrong become different.
因为六零年代以前呢，这个美国这个神在不但在教会里面，连教科书里面，在学校里面。还是相当的被强调。
The status of God and religion before the 60s in both society and schools was very strong.
所以对错很分明。
So the demarcation of right and wrong was very clear.
那现在最高法院的限定，学校里面不能谈神。
So, but now, right, the Supreme Court says we cannot discuss God in schools.
人的心中神越来越少。
The status of God has really decreased.
所以对错就开始就模糊起来。
Differentiation of right and wrong has become a blur.
因此圣经要提到罪之前，他先提到神的存在。
So before the Bible talks about sin, it talks about the origins of God.
我们现在看第一章十九节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
神的事情，人所能够知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。二十节。
20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽然眼睛不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。这里说十九节说神的事情原显明在人的心里。
So in verse 19 it says the presence of God is manifested in man.
所以人在我们心中里面的每一个人都有一个本能会寻找神。
So in fact, all of us have got something within us that make us seek God.
所以你看这个圣经里面说神就是我们的父。
That's why the Bible says God is our Father.
他是我们的来源。
That he's our origin.
对，那你不是说你因为教育高、文化高，这个本能就没有了。
Just because you are highly educated, that you do not really have this within you to seek a God.
每一个文化都有人在拜神。
So in every man of
culture
that there is a desire to seek God.
二十节讲了一个最直接的原因
That in verse 20 it says the most direct reason.
借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿，让你不能说没有神。
Because the proof of the existence of God is the creation of the world.
你看到房子，知道有盖的人。
You see the house, you know that there is an architect and a builder.
看到小孩子，知道有他的父母。
You see a child, there must be parents.
看到车子，知道有造他的工厂。
That you see a car, you see a car manufacturer.
你听到一个非常好的交响乐，你知道有一个很伟大的作曲者。Symphony.
So it's a good symphony. There's a good score writer.
你看到一幅很好的图画，你知道有一个人画它。
It's a beautiful painting. Behind it is a great artist.
但是当人看到宇宙伟大的存在
，that you see the greatness amongst us，
人不敢相信有一个创造的主宰。
That you must believe that there must be a creative man。
这里说，你让你没有办法说没有，这个就是神的杰作。
You cannot say there isn't because this is the manifestation of God。
那二十一节说，虽然知道神呢，却故意不认识他，也不感谢他。
But however, there are some people who knew God but purposely don't glorify Him and don't thank Him.
所以人的心呢，故意不接受神。
So some of the hearts can, on purpose, do not accept, will not accept.
那人的心呢，一旦不接受神呢，这个二十一节就说，无知的心就昏暗了。
That if
思念就变成虚妄了。
that if you purposely don't accept him, then all will become futile.
那无知的心变成黑暗了。
And then ignorance will become darkness.
好，那22节开始就是在讲罪的存在。
And verse 22 onwards tells about the origins of sin.
一直讲到第二章的16节，在讲外邦人的罪。
It talks about it until chapter 2, verse 16, talks about the sins of the Gentiles.
道德是从神来的。
Morals come from God.
你如果一旦人没有敬拜神，那个道德就一直在走下坡了。
But if you don't worship God, then your morals will really go downhill.
所以接下去他就在24节就开讲人所犯的罪。
Then verse 24 onwards, it talks about the sin of man.
这个罪有情欲的罪。
It talks about the sins of lust.
然后有包括我们在理性上所犯的罪。
That how they dishonor their bodies amongst themselves.
所以没有神。
Without God,
罪就一直跑出来了。
Then sin will bloom.
有一次我到肯尼亚去。
Well, once I went to Kenya,
我看到一篇报道。
I saw a report.
说肯尼亚这个妇女大概 20%到30%都有。
I saw a report that 20 to 30% of Kenyan women are HIV positive.
哦，这个比例很高啊。
This is a very high percentage.
你如果这个洗脚里的时候，洗脚，你帮个洗脚哦，10个里面就有2-3个有艾滋病。
Hey, imagine if you're doing the washing of the sacrament of the washing of the feet, 2 out of 10 are HIV positive.
那男的大概15%到25%中间。
That about 15 to 20% percent are HIV positive.
我们就想，为什么他艾滋病会这么高？
Why is it that HIV is so positive, so prevalent in Kenya?
到最后的答案就是淫乱。
It's because of lust.
哦，有一次我们在那开联恩会。
Once we had evangelical service there.
就问他们哈。
We asked them.
从来没有犯奸淫的举手。
We asked those who had never committed adultery to raise their hands.
那个一个去的陈弟兄说，他们根本听不懂什么叫犯奸。
One of my colleagues said perhaps they don't really understand what is the meaning of do not commit adultery.
那我们就说没有关系，我先解释哦，你们懂不懂？大家都懂哦。
So after that we explained.
从来没有犯奸的举手。
After explaining what adultery meant, we asked them again, what has anyone here not committed adultery?
没有人举手。
There was not a single person.
我看那个传道人也没有举手。
Not even the preacher.
每一个都犯奸淫。
Every single one of them were adulterous.
这个就是艾滋病的来源。
That is the origin of AIDS.
为什么这么普遍呢？
That's why it's so prevalent.
为什么这么多人犯奸淫？
Why is it that everyone commits adultery then?
不是信神吗？
It's because they don't believe in God.
不敬畏神。
They don't worship God.
不遵守神的道。
They don't follow the teachings of God.
罪就跑出来了。
Then sin will manifest.
罪一跑出来，病就开始传染。
So once it comes out, the sins will come out, then the disease will follow.
所以这一段圣经在提到，不认识神，罪就跑出来。
So when this verse says that if you don't recognize God, sins will come out.
那我们就反过来讲哦。
Then let's reverse it.
怎么样让我们社会罪恶减少？
So how do we get rid of sin in our society? Then everyone has to worship and understand God.
敬畏神,
and by doing that, the sin will reduce.
我们看, 29,
28节。
28节。 28节。 29节专门各样的不义邪恶贪心恶毒满心嫉妒凶杀增进诡诈毒恨又是残毁背后说人的怨恨的怨恨神的辱骂人的狂傲自夸捏造恶事违背父母无知违背 我们在世界上想得到的坏事都记在这里啊。
Everything that we can imagine on earth that is bad is recorded here.
原因就是故意不认识神。
It's because you willfully do not recognize God.
所以这让我们看起来，我们栽培下一代让他敬畏神，真的很重要。
So as we nurture the next generation, it's really important that we teach them to recognize and to follow God.
我们没有办法一生跟着我们的下一代，看着他们不犯罪。
We will never be able to follow our next generation to make sure they don't sin.
但是如果他有敬畏神的心，
but if they have the heart that will be willing to worship God.